Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is the 13th of July. It's Tuesday night. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington. Well, last night I led off the program discussing the enigmatic case against Edgar Steele. He, best known for his website, conspiracypenpal.com, his book, Defense of Racism, and his work on behalf, we American Free Press, we called him the attorney for the damned. Well, now he has been damned, folks. And, you know, the more and more I talk with people, the more and more emails I get regarding the case of Ed Steele, and I got a particularly interesting email here this evening, which I haven't had the chance to read through as I want to, but more and more, folks, it does appear that this is just another absolute, pardon my language, goddamned frame-up from criminals inside our so-called justice system. And believe me, the folks responsible for this, they're going to pay a mighty price when they face the creator. Yeah, as I said today in a phone conversation, as I said to you last night on this broadcast, that even if at one point I had ever believed that Ed Steele was guilty of everything that he was charged with, and I use that term enigmatic for want of a better way of putting it, the enigmatic behavior of the people who are prosecuting Ed Steele is enough to raise questions in the mind of any honest, sensible person as to just what the hell is going on. Because the record shows that when the government has somebody and that the guy or gal is obviously guilty of what they've been charged with, they don't have to go to such lengths to cover up the process of the prosecution. So there is much more to be told on this story. It's a developing story. It's one of those stories that's not going to go away. You know, a lot of people have an urgency about it, and they say that, well, we must say right up front now, this is what's happening, what isn't happening, and so forth. No, I think, you know, although there is an urgency to protect the life of Ed Steele, in a situation like this, it's also incumbent upon those who do want to protect Ed Steele to make sure that they know they're going in the right direction and not jumping to conclusions, not making idle speculation that can easily be disproved that will later harm Ed Steele's defense, both in the courtroom and in the public eye. So I just, again, as I did from the very first night, I urged caution, and I continue to urge caution here, folks. You know, I was watching on the internet just the other evening a YouTube video of a presentation I made in Washington when former Congressman Jim Traficant came to speak there this past January, I believe it was. It was in the middle of the terrible, terrible weather we were having. But in any case, during that presentation, I made the point that when I first studied the indictment of Jim Traficant and the case that ultimately sent him to federal prison, there was one particular part of that case that I actually believed may have been a solid case against Jim. The one particular thing in the indictment that, as I said, and I said this right there in front of Jim, and I wrote this in the book about Traficant, that I believed initially that, oh my God, it looks like he actually did something, and they've got him on this. But that particular charge, folks, with the most carefully crafted, the most cannily crafted, and perhaps the most fraudulent of all the charges against Jim Traficant. So we have to move cautiously here, folks. Move cautiously. That's the best way to help Ed Steele. Stay tuned. A lot more commentary when we come back.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, headquarters of American Free Press. Check it out on the internet at AmericanFreePress.net. Incidentally, on the website of American Free Press is a special podcast interview, not one conducted by me, but by one of AFP's roving correspondents with Paul Tepeti of the band Poker Face. And, you know, I need to give Paul a call. But in the meantime, you guys can listen to this interview with Paul, in which he talks about the campaign of fear and intimidation waged against him and his group Poker Face by the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith, a criminal organization, ladies and gentlemen, that has been found guilty of libel in a federal court, hit with a $10 million libel judgment, and which was also investigated by no less than the FBI and the San Francisco Police Department some years ago for the theft of government documents and illicit spying on law-abiding American citizens. Yes, the ADL is a criminal organization. Anybody publicly associated with the Anti-Defamation League, no matter how distinguished a person they may be in their community, should be considered a criminal. It's that simple. Now, not all American Jews support the Anti-Defamation League. And those of you, if you know anybody who does, if they happen to be a Jewish friend of yours and they support the Anti-Defamation League, I recommend that you give them information about the Anti-Defamation League and display to them the evidence that this is a criminal organization which no more represents the interests of Jews than it does represent the interests of America. If anything, the only interest it represents is itself, and presumably also the state of Israel, which is a foreign nation that has waged war against America. In the 1950s, they originated false flag terrorism with the Lavon affair. Look it up on the internet. Lavon, L-A-V-O-N. They attacked American installations in the Middle East and tried to make it look as though Islamic fundamentalists were behind it. Then, of course, they attacked the USS Liberty on June 8, 1967. I put that information out for any new listeners who may be tuning in tonight and may be shocked to hear that a respected civil rights organization could be called a criminal organization, because that's precisely what it is. Anyway, check out that interview with Paul Tepeti at AmericanFreePress.net. Now, last night, speaking of Israel, last night I pointed out that there was a group of intriguers backed up by billionaire Rupert Murdoch, who are claiming that Israel is a normal Western nation. And I pointed out quite correctly that Israel is a theocracy, number one, a theocracy in which there are actual bitter conflicts between various factions of people within Israel who are Jewish, to the point that many suspect it could fall into a civil war. I also pointed out that Israel exists and only exists because it is funded by money extorted from the government of West Germany, and of course up to $25 billion a year, according to former Congressman Jim Traffican, who knows about these things, much as $25 billion a year. So this is a parasite state, ladies and gentlemen. But today I open up the Washington Post, and if you want proof that Israel is a state that is rotting from within, it's a state that is so divided within, rent with inner turmoil. Okay, here is the headline from Janine Zakaria, the author. Israel may put limits on citizenship for converts. An Israeli parliamentary committee on Monday advanced a bill that could lead to lack of recognition for conversions to Judaism performed by rabbis from the Reform and Conservative movements. Now, what this means, according to Rabbi Stephen Wernick, now this is a Jewish rabbi, ladies and gentlemen. This is not a Nazi talking here. This is a Jewish rabbi. He's executive vice president of the United Synagogue of Conservative Judaism. He says, the practical implication of this bill is one that we are very, very concerned about and angry about. This bill, he says, quote, delegitimizes most of North American Jewry. In other words, most American Jews, our fellow Jewish American citizens, wouldn't even be considered as Jews by the state of Israel. And yet these people, these American Jews, have been the ones who have been the most fervent supporters of Israel. Now, what kind of nation is this? What kind of psychosis is running rampant in this parasite state? I mean, this is an assault on religious freedom, on religious idealism, folks. I mean, this is the kind of thing that we said our war against Iraq would finally eradicate in the Middle East. This is what we were told our war against the Taliban in Afghanistan would eradicate, this religious intolerance. Is it possible, ladies and gentlemen, that in order to defend religious freedom in Israel, that the American nation must send off its best and its brightest military to march into Israel? Is this what we must do? I mean, I'm just asking the question, folks. I'm just asking the question. Should we carpet bomb Tel Aviv? Should we topple the Jewish establishment? Should we take into custody this Israeli parliamentary committee that is slapping back people from Reform and Conservative movements in Jewry? And then, ladies and gentlemen, we read that a lady named Anat Hoffman, this is a Jewish lady, this is not a Nazi again, this is not some Arab hate monger, a Jewish lady named Anat Hoffman carried a Torah scroll to the women's prayer section of the Western Wall. Now, the Israeli Supreme Court, ladies and gentlemen, is sexist and chauvinist by the definition of American popular culture, by the definition of our leading American feminists. The Israeli Supreme Court has ruled that says women cannot read from the Torah. Now, we've always been told that we had to crush the Taliban, and we need to kill them Muslims because they discriminate against women. Well, this lady, this Jewish woman, was arrested. She was detained for several hours for trying to pray, for trying to exercise religious freedom. Now, those of you who are defenders of Israel, I want you to call in and explain why this is okay, why it's bad for them Muslims, and why it's okay for Israel to do this, and why it's okay for Israel to be a theocracy. I want you to call in here and explain it to me. Should we send troops into occupied Palestine to rescue these Jewish women that want to pray? I mean, here are Jewish people, folks, the chosen people of God being denied the right to pray, Jewish women being denied the right to pray by their own government. Something wrong there, folks. But if you're a supporter of Israel, whether you're a Christian or a Jew, or even one of these Muslims that love Israel, there are a few, for whatever reason, I've never been able to understand, please call in and explain it to me. Well, in that realm, there's some good news here, folks. And, you know, I guess I missed it last week when I was ill. I have in my hand an Associated Press column from the Fredericksburg Freelance Star, Fredericksburg, Virginia. The headline reads, Church Calls for End of Aid to Israel. Presbyterian leaders strongly backed a proposal yesterday that included a call to end U.S. aid to Israel unless the country stops settlement expansions in disputed Palestinian territories. That's the Presbyterian Church, ladies and gentlemen, not the Nazi Party. The Presbyterian Church. Well, God bless the Presbyterians. You know, a few years ago, I mentioned it on this radio program, and I wrote about it in American Free Press, but typically no one picked up on it. People don't want to quote Michael Collins Piper, and I understand why. But there was a gentleman arrested up in New York, a Jewish American, who was angry at the Presbyterian Church because of its opposition to Israel's hateful behavior toward the Christians and Muslims of Palestinian heritage. And he threatened to burn down a Presbyterian church with the congregation inside. Now, if that had been a Muslim, one of them Muslims, or a Nazi, threatening to burn down a synagogue, that would have been on the air 24/7. Rush Limbaugh would have been having heart palpitations over it. He would have had to take some drugs, I'm sure, to solve that problem. Glenn Beck would be barking about it. That would be news everywhere, but no, it didn't make the news. Well, here's a piece of news. We are going to the break here very shortly, folks. But here is a piece of news that I know, if I could communicate it right now to my friend, former friend, and back to being friend again, the big shot lawyer. I haven't exactly forgiven him his trespasses, his support for these insane wars, his even though he knows better. But this piece of information I'm going to bring back just goes to show you that there are a lot of people in America who are waking up to the insanity of U.S. involvement in these wars in the Middle East, these Jewish wars of survival posing as wars for liberty and freedom in the American way. We'll talk more about that when we come back. If anybody is upset about what I've said here already, please call in. Let's talk. Let's talk, folks.
Mm-hmm. What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. You know, I look at this headline, and I'm going to go back to that story I mentioned before the break in a moment, but this is relevant to it. I look at this headline on a column by Richard Cohen. Richard Cohen of the Washington Post, commenting on the comment by Republican National Chairman, I was going to call him Ed Steele, it's Michael Steele. Michael Steele, who said that the war in Afghanistan is Obama's war. Well, you know, yes, Obama can be blamed for advancing, increasing, expanding the number of troops in Iraq, but, you know, Obama did not start that war. No, again, it's not Obama's war. It's Israel's war, ladies and gentlemen. And this is part of the problem we have in America, that the big, powerful Jewish lobby, which is so closely interconnected with the mass media in the sense that basically the same people who fund the bigger part of the Jewish lobby and all the various think tanks and political action committees in this closely interconnected network, they are the same people who do control all of the major networks, all of the major news magazines, all of the major daily newspapers in this country. Now, that's a fact, and anybody who says otherwise is a liar or a fool. I repeat, a liar or a fool. Maybe a combination of both, but needless to say, these are Israel's wars that the United States is fighting, and it's about high time that the people in this country who love Israel so much go over there and fight those wars themselves. I don't think they're wars that should be fought, but I don't think that American men and women who are supposed to be protecting the interests of this country and who are supposed to be defending our borders should be over there fighting for this little gangster parasite state that suppresses women's rights and which is now interfering even with the religious rights of America's Jews and Jews living in Israel. This is an insane parasite state, ladies and gentlemen, that, I will say it now, has no right to exist. It has forfeited its right to exist. And we discussed that last evening here, ladies and gentlemen. That's not such an extraordinary statement. As Michael Scheuer, former high-ranking CIA official, has commented, and quite correctly, in reflecting upon the quote-unquote right of states to exist and not just Israel, if they are rotting from within, if they cannot defend themselves, if they are unable to exist, as Israel clearly is unable to exist without the welfare and handouts from the American people and subsidized by our tax dollars in more ways than one, well, then that country must be allowed to wither on the damned vine. And we're not going to fight their wars anymore. If American Jews and American Christians want to go over there and fight for Israel, then by God, let them go over there. Let them get the hell out of the country. This war in Iraq, this is very, very interesting, folks. There's a Congressman, Jason Chaffetz. He's a Republican of Utah. Now, Utah is a Republican stronghold any way you cut it, ladies and gentlemen. Very conservative state politically in the classic and traditional sense of the word. Very strong state for George W. Bush. But now we have Jason Chaffetz, who is now saying that there is a very real problem with American continuing involvement in Afghanistan. And Jason Chaffetz is among seven House Republicans who are calling for a withdrawal from Afghanistan. Here is the roll of honor. Jason Chaffetz, Utah. Duncan Hunter, California. Walter Jones of North Carolina. Walter Jones represents one of the biggest military bases in America, folks. Representative Ron Paul of Texas joins the roll call, of course. Representative Dana Rohrabacher, California, Representative John Campbell of California, and Representative Timothy V. Johnson. Well, now, what's very, very interesting about Jason Chaffetz is that slightly before he voted against war funding, joining 93 Democrats, he called the families of three men from his district who had recently died in Afghanistan, and he asked their families. He told them, he said, look, I'm going to vote against defunding the war. And he says, and to a T, they all agreed with me. This news will surely horrify and terrify my friend, the big shot lawyer who continues to support these insane wars for Israel. Why he does, I don't know. He watches too much Fox News, I guess. But, you know, there are a few good people out there who are standing up and saying that this is wrong, this is insane, and it's time to get the hell out of Afghanistan and get the hell out of Iraq and get over here and defend America's borders. Yeah, look at this, folks. Dana Milbank, he's a Jewish fellow who writes for the Washington Post pretty regularly. He writes a column today about the sad math of U.S. aid in Haiti, and he's saying that basically the United States really isn't doing that much to help the people of Haiti. Well, I know a lot of people say the hell with the people of Haiti. But you know what, folks? While the people of Haiti are indeed suffering, we are giving $25 billion a year to Israel. Figure that one out. $25 billion a year. And if it isn't even $25 billion, we'll accept the standard argument, $3 to $4 billion. Yet Haiti, racked in turmoil, ain't getting nothing.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. Before the break, we were talking about the Haiti lobby. Yeah, very powerful lobby. Well, it's kind of funny because today in the New York Times, there's a picture of Representative Carolyn McCarthy. She's a New York Democrat. Representative Carolyn McCarthy, New York Democrat. She, her husband, I believe, her husband and her son, or I don't know, one or two members of her family were unfortunately killed by a gunslinger, I believe, on a New York train years ago. And she had been a registered nurse, and that inspired her to run for Congress to fight against people having guns. Everybody but the government, I guess. So she's a big gun banner in Congress. You know, I've never owned a gun in my life, ladies and gentlemen. Been around a lot of guns, and many members of my family have owned guns, but I've never owned a gun. I've never purchased a gun. I actually have a lot of model firearms, but I've never owned a gun. But I'm a very strong supporter of the Second Amendment in its purest form. There's a lot of people, you know, who make up excuses as to why the Second Amendment's good, except they say, well, you know, we need to limit the hands of guns in this group or that group, et cetera, et cetera. They have all these creative measures to take guns away from people. Well, yes, yes, people do get killed accidentally. It's a terrible thing. I've known people who've gotten killed accidentally with guns, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But be that as it may, that's just my opinion on the matter. But I find it interesting. Carolyn McCarthy, she's crying about the National Rifle Association. She says a lot of members are just afraid of the National Rifle Association talking about her colleagues in Congress, members of Congress. She says they are just afraid of the NRA. Well, you know, it's interesting. We always hear that the NRA is the most powerful lobby in the land. But we know that it's not the most powerful lobby in the land. We know what is the most powerful lobby in the land, by far, the best funded lobby in the land, the lobby that is close to the media, close to Wall Street, close to a very influential foreign country that's been mentioned, several times in this broadcast. I'm here to tell you, not just a lot of members of Congress are just afraid of the Jewish lobby. I would say all of the members of Congress are just afraid of the Jewish lobby. I might excuse a couple of them. Ron Paul, Dennis Kucinich, a handful of others. But even they have not been totally consistent, but needless to say, they are among the few who have dared to say boo to the Jewish lobby. But isn't it interesting? I wonder if I was thinking about calling Carolyn McCarthy's office and asking her if a lot of members are just afraid of the Jewish lobby. And you know what they would have told me? They would have said, well, there is no Jewish lobby. Or in the alternative, they would have said, well, no, a lot of members aren't afraid of the Jewish lobby because everybody in Congress supports Israel. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, my God Almighty. Another classic headline here from the New York Times. Israeli military finds flotilla killings justified, referring to the savage Israeli attack on the peaceful flotilla traveling to Gaza, including the murder of a young Turkish American who was on board that ship. Yes, the Israeli military found that their killings were justified. Isn't that wonderful that Israel carried out an investigation? Oh, God Almighty. It's like I always say, you know, Israel's always denying something. You look on the Internet, do a Google search of the term Israel denied, and you'll find thousands of things, and it's Israel always denying they did something which they did. Whereas if you check Iceland denied or Ireland denied or Indonesia denied, it's like Iceland denied Spain victory in the second set of tennis tournaments, or Ireland denied Britain triumph in a soccer game in Dublin, or this kind of thing. But when it comes to Israel denying, they're always denying criminal behavior. They're denying trafficking in women. They're denying in trafficking in illicit trade of human organs. They're denying it just goes on and on and on. Ah. And then we come to Mel Gibson. I don't usually read Rupert Murdoch's kosher conservative New York Post, but you can imagine how much they are relishing the travails of the man they call Mad Mel. That's the headline in today's paper. Picture Mel Gibson looking almost satanic, actually. They obviously went to a great deal of trouble to select a picture of Mel Gibson that makes him look as bad as possible. Now, Mel Gibson, I listened to some of these tapes. Yeah, he said some terrible things to his wife using some nasty language, and he called a poor Hispanic maid a wetback, and apparently threatened to report her to people who... This is what's interesting. It appears as though he threatened to report her to people who extort money from wetbacks. That's what I gathered that he was saying. In other words, you know, illegal aliens who come across the border. That's not a nice term, I know, but people call them wetbacks. But this is what Mel Gibson was saying. You know, these private comments made, and of course he said to his wife that if she continued running around in revealing clothes, she would be raped by a gang of you-know-whats. And so, you know, they're really, you know, they're really trying to make him Mad Mel. Well, you know what? I guarantee you there's a lot of husbands and wives fighting with one another and who use kind of rough language. This is just, you know, a fact of life, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not apologizing for Mel Gibson. I'm not excusing Mel Gibson, but I'm here to tell you, folks, that this would not be being made into front page news in the New York Post if it weren't for the fact that the people who run the New York Post, powerful Jewish billionaires who are backers of Rupert Murdoch, he's only a front man, folks. That's something the Spotlight reported on many, many years ago. They would not be relishing this so much if it weren't for the fact that Mel Gibson has a long history of saying things that our Jewish friends do not like. I would rather see the New York Post reporting that threat to burn down, that threat of some years ago to burn down a Presbyterian congregation with the congregation inside. Or I'd rather see them reporting on the USS Liberty or so many, many other things that are far more of consequence to American society. But that ain't going to happen. Now, this is a classic. I clipped this out of the New York Post, and for your own entertainment, you might want to just get a copy of today's New York Post print copy, because they have a picture of a cute little monkey holding a toy gun or holding a gun, and it says, Jihad Monkey! ! Taliban training primates. Monkey see, monkey kill. Taliban terrorists have a secret weapon to destroy the infidel American enemy, monkey marksman. According to the People's Daily in China, the Taliban in Afghanistan is training monkeys to use weapons to attack American troops. The monkeys are being rewarded with bananas and peanuts, and are being turned into snipers at a secret Taliban training base. Well, now, really a cute little monkey. I wish I could get a monkey and train him to clean this apartment of mine. God almighty, I just don't know what to say, folks. Well, Rupert Murdoch has put that out, but when you consider the fact that Rupert Murdoch is an in-law of Eric Hufschmidt, well, then maybe you can kind of, well, read into it what you will. Murdoch and Hufschmidt have a thing about animals, and it ain't a healthy thing. All right, folks, I guess I could probably go on and on and on here because it just does go on and on, but we're going to go to the calls here in the remaining minutes we have. We have Lark in Texas. We missed Lark last evening, and I don't know many Larks in Texas, so this must be the same Lark. Lark? Are you there?
Michael, nice to talk to you again.
Good to hear from you.
Well, I love your show, by the way, and I just want to point a couple things out and invite your comment. These are just loose ends and...
Go ahead.
These are just threads. Last night's broadcast, you mentioned Murdoch in relation to a so-called community of democracies.
Indirectly, but yes, you're right. Mm-hmm.
And then today you mentioned that Utah was a Republican stronghold, the state of Utah.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, here's just some interesting threads that I thought I'd bring up.
Go ahead.
And you're probably aware of them, but I thought I'd bring it up for the benefit of your audience. As regards Utah, of course, that's a Mormon stronghold,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And of course, it was also a Freemason stronghold for
mm-hmm,
many
mm-hmm.
years. Joseph Smith was a Freemason, and one of its leaders was a leader of the John Birch Society for many years as well. But they're also a favorite recruiting ground for the FBI and the CIA.
That's correct. You're absolutely right about that. Mm-hmm.
And the reason, of course, being that Mormonism is really very much akin to Zionism. And if you look up Mormonism and you read into their eschatology and the story of Mormon Joseph Smith and his background, then you'll see that it's really it's an American brand of Zionism.
You know, you're absolutely right about that, and there's a very interesting book which I cited in one of my books, the title of which, though, escapes me. But it pointed out that one of Joseph Smith's key advisors in his earliest years was, in fact, a Jewish gentleman, a point that a lot of people have not known about. And even in a, I'll tell you another interesting little tidbit in this same realm, a lot of people don't know about, but Roger Morris has written about it in his book, The Money and the Power, His History of Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the underlying themes of his book about the role of organized crime in Las Vegas, specifically Jewish organized crime in Las Vegas, is that Las Vegas, in many respects, politically, culturally, now Las Vegas is in Nevada, of course, but which also has a strong Mormon contingent, but that Las Vegas and the organized crime syndicate intersected in many respects with the CIA and with the founding of the State of Israel and support for Israel since 1948. Well, now why that's interesting in the context that you brought up vis-a-vis Utah and the Mormon Church is that several key financial institutions that helped finance the Jewish mob-controlled casinos that were established in Las Vegas, several of these banks were banks controlled by people in the hierarchy or close to the hierarchy of the Mormon Church. Now, that would surprise a lot of people because you don't identify Mormons, and I know a lot of Mormons, and I have Mormon friends, and they're all nice people, and they're good, clean-living people so far as I know, but you wouldn't think that the Mormon Church would lend its credence and its financial stability and its support to the establishment of Jewish mob-controlled casinos in Las Vegas, of all places. So again, there's these funny little twists and turns, these little threads, as you put them, that actually, they're not loose threads, Lark. They actually do tie together.
Oh, and absolutely. I know you mentioned Presbyterians. And, of course, George Bush Jr. was a Presbyterian.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure. I think maybe his father is, too.
I think Bush Jr. has quit the Presbyterian Church from all indications I've seen. And that apparently was a real bone of contention within the Bush family. The Bush family themselves are pretty much committed Presbyterians, but George Jr., George W., who was president, was considered, and believe me, I have this on very good authority. I guess it's secondhand authority, but from a very close friend of the Bush family considered the president, George W. Bush, to be a quote-unquote religious fanatic because he drifted away from the more mainstream Presbyterian church and ended up in the hands of dispensationalists. So that's just something to...
Did you hear that he was considering Catholicism?
Well, now, I had heard that more recently.
Yeah.
Since he left the White House, I was about to bring that up. I have heard, though, that now that he's out of the White House, he has considered conversion to Catholicism. I don't know what to make of that. Maybe he feels that's his way of making amends for what he did as a dispensationalist fanatic in the White House. I don't know. I can't get into his mind or his heart or his soul.
Well, I just wanted to point out, I know you already mentioned the common thread of John Calvin being a Cohen. I think you said that last night.
No, I didn't mention that last night, but I am aware of that. I am aware of that, and I've heard people refer to it on this program.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, many Americans are unaware of many aspects of the history of Protestantism and how it was funded into being and how the large churches were formed, even people like Rockefeller's backing of the Southern Baptist Church, and it's quite an interesting thing. And of course, for me, it ties back to the Jonathan Williams book in some respects, written in 1781, called Legions of Satan. It also ties into George Washington's Surrender, which is the title of a book by Joseph McCarthy, the late Joseph McCarthy. But it's always troubled me, the support for Israel in this country. But then when you consider that there are 70 million plus Christian Zionists in America, it's really no wonder.
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, and the big push for the Zionist thought process within the American Christian community really began around the turn of the 20th century, and that's what's so amazing, that so many of these American Christians actually believe that this has been a consistent thread in the Christian theology when it hasn't been. So, you know, what are we going to do? I'm not sure. Okay, Lark, I appreciate your call. We have a couple other callers we want to go to when we get back. Stay tuned, folks. Interesting call. Don't want our Mormons out there to get mad. I'm just telling you the truth about history.
Attention all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Today in America, you are facing threats of bank holidays, currency devaluation, confiscation of funds by lawyers and various government entities. We at Panama Legal, offshore law firm based in Guatemala, have offshore solutions. For instance, we can form an anonymous Hong Kong corporation for you, get you a bank account, a $1 trillion Hong Kong bank that'll let you own 10 different currencies in your account. If one or two currencies go down, the others will go up. You'll have no Hong Kong taxes, strong bank secrecies, no tax treaty with the USA, no need to go to Hong Kong, access your funds online from anywhere in the world, and you can even get an anonymous Visa card without your name on it or in the script through us. So come visit us at PanamaLaw.org. That's www.PanamaLaw, one word, PanamaLaw.org. And you can chat with us on Skype or use our encrypted chat and discuss your needs. Thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. You know, sometime I'm going to put out a call in this program for everybody who's a listener to get up a copy of the Scofield Bible and send it to me, and we're going to have a symbolic burning of as many Scofield Bibles as we can get. I think that would just be such a fantastic thing to do. You know, so if you happen to be at a secondhand book sale, ladies and gentlemen, grab a copy of the Scofield Bible. Set it aside. Send it to me when you get a chance. You know, or if you have one sitting on your shelf, burning a satanic hole on the shelf there, send it to me, and we'll start. We'll have a big bonfire one time. All right, we can squeeze in one more caller, and we do have Eddie in Ohio. Eddie.
Hello, Michael.
How's it going tonight, Eddie?
Just trying to live here in the hood. I wanted to point you to a website, www.richardsilberstein.com.
Who is that again?
Richard Silberstein.
RichardSilberstein.com. Okay.
Now, if you go there, you will see a picture of Annette Hoffman. That's the woman you were talking about. As she was being wrestled down to the ground while religious police in Israel are snatching the Torah from her hands.
Okay, all right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she had the gall to want to pray at the wailing wall.
I believe that guy that you're talking about, Silverstein or Silverstein, however he pronounces it, I think he often writes for counterpunch.org.
I don't have a clue, but I know that if you go to his website, you will also see the Hasbara, which is a secret dictionary detailing how the Jews plan to take over the United States. And they have pretty much succeeded.
You know, where they haven't fully succeeded, Eddie, they have an amazing wheel of influence that they can affect debate within other institutions and organizations, churches, think tanks, and so forth. The things that they don't control outright, they influence through pressure, through boycott, through blackmail, through terror, through violence. So yes, I mean, this is the thing. They are just so close, and that's why I say, I've said for a long time, and I'll keep saying it till I'm dead or until things change, that the biggest political problem that we have in this country is inordinate Jewish power. If it's not outright Jewish control, it's Jewish power. And I would say the same thing if it were the Mormons, or the Presbyterians, or the Jehovah Witnesses. But the fact is, none of those groups have the influence that the organized Jewish community has in this country.
Well, Michael, I want you to know, I want the world to know, I'm not an anti-Semite. I simply state the facts. If you go to that website, that guy's a Jew, by the way. Silverstein.
Obviously. That's, mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's not an Arab name, and that's not an Irish name. That is not a Muslim name, okay.
Mm-hmm.
That is actually a Jewish name. And there's a picture of that woman being snatched off the wall in the Middle East only democracy, Israel. And if you keep going there, you'll see the Hasbara, the Global Language Dictionary for the Takeover of the United States.
That's RichardSilverstein.com.
Yes.
Eddie, thank you for that information. I hear the music winding us down. Apologies to those callers we couldn't bring up here this evening, but God willing, we'll be all here tomorrow night, plus a lot more new listeners. Stay tuned for more good programming here at RepublicBroadcasting.org, folks.
With recent internet...